Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Temura Yud Zayin, Temura 17, and today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara brings a dispute amongst the Amoraim about the law of a treifa, an animal that has a physical defect that will cause it to die within a year that was consecrated to the altar. So that's the law of a treifa that was consecrated to the altar. So Shmuel says, under this context, Amar Shmuel, Hamakdish es ha-treifa, that one who consecrates a treifa, we say tzricha mum kavua uftosolav, that this animal is actually considered consecrated, and therefore in order to redeem it, it needs to develop a permanent blemish in order to be redeemed. But without this permanent blemish, it's going to have the kedushas haguf. It has the sanctity of something that's able to be brought on the altar that can't be redeemed. So we need the actual physical blemish to develop on it before it could be redeemed. So the Gemara challenges, if that's the case, that we see from here that if you're saying that if it has a physical blemish that we would be able to redeem it, are you saying that we could redeem the kachim in order to feed it to a dog, because a treifa is only capable of being fed to a dog? Are you saying we could feed kachim to the dog? But we know that it's an actual explicit law that if there was kachim that was disqualified from being brought on the altar and it was redeemed, it can only be eaten by a human and not by a kov, and not by a dog. So how could you be saying, what value is the treifa? So rather, the Gemara amends what Shmuel was teaching, and the Gemara says, El Ema Ose Kedusha, that it does become holy, not for a kovim, but lamus, meaning to say that it could just die. So therefore, since it's not able to be eaten by a person, it really cannot be redeemed, and we just allow it to die. That's the position of Shmuel. Comes along Rabbi Oshaya, and Rabbi Oshaya says, no, eina ela kamakdish eitzim vavanim bilvad, that if a person consecrates an animal, which is a treifa, actually the animal is not really going to be consecrated with the kedushas haguf. It's only going to be consecrated with what's called kedushas damim. It only has a monetary value, which is for the bedek habayis, which is for the upkeep of the temple. And so therefore, it could be redeemed even without a blemish. That is the position of Rabbi Oshaya. And so the Gemara indeed is going to challenge Shmuel from a Mishnah, which we're going to get to in Daf Lamed, and the Gemara continues with its discussion. At this point, we want to point out that, so since the Gemara has a machokas here in this matter with the position of Shmuel that says that if you take a treifa and you're makdish, it does attain kedushas haguf, and therefore it's not capable of being redeemed, and we have to allow it to die. And the position of Rabbi Oshaya, who says that the kedusha does not apply to it at all, it only has kedushas damim, and that's because it's like your makdish wood and stones for the altar. And so therefore, Rabbi Oshaya's position is that the hekdish does not fall on something which you're not able to be brought. And indeed, the Rambam rules like Rabbi Oshaya, and indeed, the Tzafnas Panach explains that the reason for this law is because we are not allowed to be makdish something for the purposes that this will be destroyed. And so the position of Shmuel is that you can be makdish something which is a treifa, but we know that it's not able to be brought on the altar, so it's going to end up being destroyed. And so since you can't bring a treifa and it's going to go for destruction, therefore, the position is that Kedusha is not chal on it, the holiness does not attach to it. And that's the logic behind Rav Oshaya's position, and the Rambam rules like Rav Oshaya, and the Tzofnas Paneach explains the Rambam's position also with respect to Truma and Maizros, that if a person was carrying jugs of wine or oil and he sees that they're about to break, and he quickly goes ahead and he says, I'm separating a tithe from this oil and this wine, and he's taking this and he's saying, I'm separating it as a tithe from this oil and this wine, which is about to be broken and destroyed, for the fruits of my house, which I anyway need to tithe, so he's trying to make use of them. And under those circumstances, the Rambam rules that in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Gimel, Ochel Yud Zayin, he rules that the truma doesn't apply to that it doesn't work, even b'dieved, even ex post facto. And that Safnas Panach explains that the reason why it doesn't work in this circumstance is because that which he is separating is not going to be able to exist. It's going to quickly be destroyed, and therefore we are not able to separate and be makdish something which is very clearly about to be destroyed. And so the Achronim discussed if on the basis of this logic one should not make a blessing with the separating of Truma Miser nowadays, because we know that today that the Truma Miser cannot be eaten because we're not sure the Kohanim are, and we're not in a state of ritual purity. So therefore, some say that today when you separate Truma Miser, there's no blessing. And the reason is because we are not going to give it to a Kohen, because we don't have any way to determine that these Kohanim are going to be actually direct descendants of Aaron. And so therefore the Truma is going to be destroyed. And so therefore, since we've established we don't separate Truma with the condition that's knowing that it's going to be destroyed, therefore many say that we should not make a blessing on this Hafrasha. However, the Birkei Yosef challenges this. He says, even though it's the case that it will be destroyed, and that we know, however, with respect to challah, that challah is also not given to the Kohanim, it's destroyed, and nevertheless we make the blessing on it. And so we see that there's a distinction, and in some cases, even though it's not going to be eaten, we still are making a blessing. And so some want to make a distinction that challah, it's not about the giving it to the Kohanim, it's really about the separation. And that's why with challah, the blessing is not on the giving to the Kohanim, but on the separation, on the taking of challah, taking of dough from a bread, or taking of bread from a mixture, and saying that we are obligated to separate it as part of the mitzvah of challah. And that's a distinction between challah and Truma Miser, and also the trefa that was makdish in today's daf.